This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد, dear respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة, وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, آمين يا رب العالمين. المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله عز وجل حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات ووأد البنات ومنعا وهات وكره إليكم وكره لكم القيل والقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. الشعبة رضي الله عنه, المغيرة بن شعبة, he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah عز وجل has prohibited for you being undutiful to your mothers, killing your daughters alive, and withholding your dues while demanding your rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for you enjoying gossip, asking too many questions, and wasting your wealth. And the hadith is muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon in Bukhari and in Muslim. Subhanallah, few words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that encompass so many things. And keep in mind, ya akhwan, before we take them one by one, keep in mind in the word harrama alaykum, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, that is bluntly, whatever comes after that word, after that verb, is haram, 100%. First, عُقُوقِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. Unfortunately, there's not a real good word that can explain the word عَاق or عُقُوق, but the closest is undutiful, disrespect, dishonor, disobedience to the mothers. Here, that does not mean that عقوق الآباء is allowed. That does not mean that being undutiful to the fathers is permitted. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, singled out the mothers because of their status with Allah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith that we all know, who is the most deserving of my company, ya Rasulullah? أمك ثم أمك ثم أمك ثم أبيك. The mother is vulnerable, and the children, unfortunately, they find it easier to disobey the mother and disrespect the mother because of her emotions and her feelings. But that does not mean that we are allowed to disrespect and dishonor the fathers. My brothers and sisters, how's your relationship with your mother? She carried you in her womb. She carried you in her arms. She carried you on her shoulders. And she will always carry you in her heart. She smiled when she was informed that she's pregnant with you. And she smiled when you kicked her for the first time when you were in her tummy. And she smiled when you were delivered healthy. And she smiled every time she sees you sleep peacefully. She starved so you can be full. She had sleepless nights so you can rest. How is your relationship with your mother? Allah Azza wa Jal told us and accompanied the respect of the parents with his tawheed. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. الله أكبر. الله عز وجل made أف أف two letters أف حرام. He made أف حرام. Mama, can you get me something while you're playing a video game? You roll your eyes. That is what UF is. Mama, can you get me something from the supermarket? I just left the supermarket. Why didn't you remember before? That is UF. That is UF. How about slamming the door in her face? How about raising your voice in front of her, in her presence? How about saying bad words to your mother? Wallahi, a brother came to me. He said, my son curses his mother. Ya Rabb. Ya Allah. How is your relationship with your mother? Wallahi. Wallahi. She's still alive. When you leave here, go back home. Go kiss her feet. Go kiss her feet. And make sure she's pleased with you. Don't let a night go by and your mother's not happy with you. Wallahi, one dua from her, one day she raises her hands and make dua against you, I will be trembling all my life. We cannot afford a dua against us from our mother. حرم عليكم. It is haram. One time, a sheikh was called to get a fatwa. And the man started the question by saying, Ya sheikh, my mother lives with us. And the sheikh said, repeat the question. He said, Ya sheikh, my mother lives with us. He said, repeat the question. Said, Ya Sheikh, with all due respect, I did not even start the question yet. He said, because the question is wrong from the beginning. You should say, we live with my mother. Even if she passed away, Ya Akhwan, many of our mothers have passed away. May Allah have mercy on them. That does not mean that the respect and the honor stops. Donate on her behalf. Build a masjid on her behalf. Dig a well on her behalf. Sponsor an orphan on her behalf. Sponsor a widow on her behalf. Build a hospital on her behalf. Anything. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us a beautiful gift when he said that all that get to the mother or to the father. How is your relationship with your mother? Even if they sometimes they say things that bother you, be patient. Be patient. They were so patient with you. A sister, a doctor, female doctor in London, she said, a man walked into my clinic and he was in the waiting room and he had a woman with him that she was jumping up and down and she constantly tries to take off her hijab. And she keeps beating him and spitting in his face. And then when they came inside, I gave her something to eat. She chewed it, and spit on his son, on her son's face. So the woman said, who's this? And the man is always smiling. He said, this is my mother. He said, how long she's been like this? He said, since I was born. My father married her. And when he found out, he divorced her and she was pregnant with me. And since that day, he's in his 30s taking care of his mother. And she's in that state. She said, does she know you? He said, no, but Allah knows who she is to me. How is your relationship with your mother? Most of us, unfortunately, when they're gone, they wake up. And at the same time, I want to speak to my sister, the mother. Unfortunately, there are some mothers who abuse this status. And they commit dhulm. My sister, my beloved sister, the mother, Allah gave you this honor, respect it. Respect it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays the punishment of things till the day of judgment. But there are two things. He punishes in the dunya before he punishes in the akhirah. And that is number one, dhulm, al-baghi. So do not commit dhulm against your daughter-in-law. And second is uquq al-walidain. Second, wa'di al-banat. Allah made it haram to bury the daughters alive, and that was a custom in the jahiliyyah. Every time someone was blessed with a baby girl, they take her and they bury her alive. And this is haram. But unfortunately, there's some form of wa'd that's taking place right now. Burying the spirituality of our daughters. When the girl begs her father to wear the hijab and he says no, this is wa'd al-banat. When the wife begs her father, begs her husband to wear the hijab and he says no, it's embarrassing. That is wa'd al-banat. When the father does not care how his woman leave the house, half naked. He does not care. I know some fathers are suffering when they see their daughters, but there are men who do not care. There are male who do not care how their daughters leave the house. This is wa'd al-banat. When a father deprives his daughter from marriage because she has to wait for her three other sisters to get married first, that is wa'd al-banat. Islam have honored women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you raise two or three daughters or more on deen and on manners, Jahannam will be haram for you. And then when she is married and she is righteous, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best thing in dunya, the best thing is a righteous wife. And then when she have kids, the Jannah becomes under her feet. This is how much we honor our women. Third thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah said is haram, man'an wahat. This is very, very important. Holding your dues and demanding your rights. The employer with his employee. It is haram to demand your rights without giving your dues. Similarly, the employee with the employer, the father with the children, he demands his rights and he does not give his dues. And the children also, they're supposed to give their dues. They're supposed to give their rights to the parents. And the husband and the wife. You see the husband or the wife asking for her rights, but she does not give her dues. This is haram, my sister. My brother, you ask for your rights and you do not give your dues. This is haram. Sisters, they flip. They go crazy when you say the statement, obey your husband. My sister, my beloved sister, the one who said that is the one that you follow in every move in your life, the one that you dream and you make dua that Allah will gather you with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who said, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَى خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَحَفِظَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا دَخَلَتْ مِنْ بَيْأَيِّ بَابٍ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the woman pray her 5 daily prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, protect her chastity and obeys her husband. When the husband is fulfilling his dues, he's taking care of everything. You are supposed to give him his rights and obey him. Yes, obey him as long as he does not ask you to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. This is your Habib, this is your Rasul who said that. Why we pick and choose? Why did you pick Salat and you loved it? Why did you pick fasting and you loved it and you practiced it? And when it came to the obedience of the husband, no, it's not me. You choose 3 out of the 4. And that is in every aspect of our life. Anytime you have rights upon someone, you're supposed to give your rights, to give your dues, and accept your rights. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وكره لكم قيل وقال. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. The closest translation is he said, she said. Constant gossip. Engaged in backbiting. In slander. In vain talk. Allah does not like that at all. And under that comes forwarding whatever you get on your social media without checking any authenticity, without verifying. Yalla, forward. This is under qila wa qal. How many times we forwarded things and then we found out that they are fake, fabricated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever say something about me on purpose and I did not say it, let him guarantee his place in the hellfire. The solution for that, ya akhwan, 3-word hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man samata naja. Whomsoever is quiet, he's saved. He's saved. She's saved. You're safe. Think, ya akhwan, think before you speak. If the word is good, there's khair in it, bismillah. If not, cease. Stop. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like kathrati su'al, excessive questions. This could mean few things. First, it could mean a person that constantly asks others for financial help from one person to another. He finished this guy, he goes to this guy. I need this, I need. Constantly asking. And sometimes without dire need. Another form of a lot of questions is when someone that we call in our daily language nosy. So how much is your house? Is it yours or your father's partner with it? How is your neighbor? What does he do? How many kids does he have? How much do you make? Constant questions that has no benefit. Interfering in other people's business. Or it could be the useless questions. What was the dog of the people of the cave? Was it male or female? What kind of wood did Nuh alayhi salam use to build his ship? What was the aunt of Sulaiman? All these questions, it has no benefit whatsoever. And the last one, إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ, wasting money. Allah does not like us to waste money. One of the scholars, when he was asked to define إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ, he said, أَنْ يَرْزُقَهُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا فَيُنْفِقُهُ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. Wasting money is when Allah bless you with halal income and you spend it on matters that are not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. You spend it on cigarettes, you spend it on smokes, you spend it on haram matters, you spend it on things that has no benefit whatsoever. Or it could be extravagance. Ida'at al-mal is extravagance in doing things. A brother was just telling me that his cousin's wedding cost $700,000. $700,000 for a wedding for one night? Her wedding dress was $75,000. La ilaha illallah. This is ida'at al-mal. The mal, every penny, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not, me and you, we will not move on the day of judgment until we answer about every single penny. Where did we earn it from and where did we spend it? Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram, the disobedience of the mothers. عقوق الأمهات أن وأد البنات ومنعا وهات وكره إليكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. I beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people who listen and apply. I beg Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to forgive all our sins. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم دمر أعداءهم. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. يا قوي يا عزيز إنهم لا يعجزونك. يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارحم إخواننا في السودان وارحم إخواننا في اليمن وفي لبنان وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please move from the hallway and the two rooms in the back and fill up the main hall. You can squeeze somebody in front of you here. Yeah. Close the gaps. Look down. Make sure the heels on the line. Heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.